It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh my gosh. Well, we made it. It's 1916 UTC, so we're just on the other side of the halfway mark. Sorry about that. I went to lunch early, but then I ran into people, more people than to talk to. Actually, I was giving a tour, one of the new guys. I was kind of tour guiding around. I showed him where the gym was and all that kind of stuff. But of course, that always takes longer than you'd expect. My bad. Anyway, it is July. It is February the 6th, 2024. 2-6-24. Look at that. Multiples of 2. 2 times 1, 2 times 3. 2 times, what is that? 12, 6, 3. Yeah, we're making progress. 2, 6, 12, 24. What's going on? What's happening? I'm trying to SSH into COM. That's what I'm doing. All you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. Use your username. If you don't have one, use the word new, like N-E-W, like a newborn baby. Boom. SSH over. Get that account ready. And then when you're ready to jack in and get your brain melded with the Hive Mind, type in C-O-M and hit the flush button. That's right. Commode chat. Get with it. Just type COM, then you press G for go to, and then look at all those rooms. Guess what? Anon Radio, that's where you want to go. That's where all the cool people are. Wow, this person's driving on the wrong side of the road to turn into the parking garage. Pretty amazing. That was brilliant. They put on their turn signal, got into the left turn lane, and then continued on the wrong side of the road for, I don't know, 20 yards before turning. Anyway, once you're in the non-radio room, you'll be hanging out with a lot of cool people. People that know what's going on, know what time it is, know what day it is. Not like Marcus's, who are kind of confused about what day and time is. What's going on? When are we? What are we? I don't know. but you'll be hanging out with cool people like Claudio M. and Jeff. And WX Boss, as long with Ratsu. MMW pulled a max headroom with this audio. Oh, man. Oh, look, there's a helicopter. Man, I'm having a good time. I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling loose. I am hot. Walked around a bunch. Closed all my exercise rings. Given the tour. Making my way to the shady spot, and then we can talk about news, or what news we can talk about. Uh-oh. Nice. There, I can see two houses with solar panels on them now. Let's see, we've got a Tesla. They're trying to turn in the, alright, there we go. Another Tesla. Do Teslas not turn very well? These Teslas are not turning into the parking garage. They're barely turning. They're like taking the widest possible angle. I don't know. It always is funny to me. The widest possible angle. Oh, and here we go. Here's a security mobile in the Hyundai. All right. Sorry. I got sucked in. I love to watch. I'll just sit here and watch traffic all day. That's your hyper-local news, hyper-local traffic for you. Shout out to additional people in COM, like Footloose and Fancy Free. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, Ratsu. All right, we're making our way to the shady spot. We're going to have some news. There is a splattering of, looks like white paint. Or maybe just a whole bunch of bird crap. I don't know. It's interesting because it's in a fling pattern. But it begins where the shade begins and ends several feet in. Quentin's in the house. Welcome, welcome. And Jay LaMoth, which of course makes me want to remind you, you can use XMPP if you want. Give it a shot. It won't hurt you. Claudio Imp latched on to one of the possible stories for today. I'm actually going to pull that up so we can get into some news. And there's death and destruction, but, you know, I'm not really feeling that too much today. So instead, I'm going to talk about, since we only have like half the show, I'm going to talk about some cool tech stuff that's going on. But first, because we're on mobile Firefox, oh, I can hear the helicopter coming back. It's still pretty far away. Okay. Mobile version of Firefox, at least on iOS, I've got to force quit it, go ahead and close it, relaunch it, go to settings, sync now. If anybody's a tail scale pro, please let me know, because my funnel's acting up. I can't seem to get my funnel to work on my work laptop. I can get the tunnel to work on my phone. It's so wild to see. Helicopters fly in such a different way than airplanes. It's kind of neat to see. Oh man, and we got the vultures coming in. We got four vultures flying. Oh, they saw me. They were zooming in to land, and then they saw me and they flew right back out. Anyway, we got our syncing done. Let's get into our news. We got news. That's what we're here for. What? Really? Yeah, that's right. Every day at 1900 UTC, we're supposed to start talking about news. News to me, that is. So first, just to give you the heads up as far as the deaths go, but we won't go into detail. One killed and two assailants were shot dead in Istanbul. Turkish officials say two assailants shot dead in a terrorist attack blamed on a leftist group. So we got that going on in Turkey. In California, the atmospheric river has claimed three more lives. Rainfall is out of control. At least three people have been killed by falling trees as powerful storms drench California, bringing flooding, mudslides, and power outages. So, fire officials responded to over 130 flooding incidents and conducted several rescues since the deluge began. So, destruction in California. Where else could there be destruction? Did you say Singapore? India? That's right, in India. New Delhi, at least 8 people died and 80 were injured on February 6th in a giant explosion at a fireworks factory that saw balls of flame soar into the sky. Footage on television showed a tower of flame with dozens of ambulances and army helicopters called in to evacuate the wounded. So, explosion of the most beautiful kind, a fireworks factory going up in smoke there. And let's see. So that's the death part. And yeah, so those are the major death and destruction stories. Hey, P Waters 8827. Welcome, welcome. Good day, DSF, or goodbye, DSF. Let's see. Yes, so Claudio M and Quentin talking about the Vision Pro. X1's in the house. Welcome, welcome. Talking about driving Vision, wearing Vision Pros and driving a Tesla. That is something people are doing. They also are doing it, like putting it on autopilot and then doing it. Anyway, let me pull up the story and then I can give you the proper detail. Tesla owners have been reminded to keep their eyes on the road after videos of drivers wearing Apple's virtual reality headset have gone viral. Apple does not call it a virtual reality headset, and the fact that the BBC calls it that is upsetting. U.S. Secretary for Transport, Pete Buttigieg, posted on Twitter to say that all current vehicles require the driver to be engaged at all times. However, one driver admitted his video was a prank. Tesla and Apple have been contacted for comment. Videos posted online show people in the driver's seat of cars, which have an autonomous mode, while wearing the Apple headset over their eyes. One was reposted by Pete Buttigieg, who wrote, "Reminder, all, in all caps, all advanced driver assistance systems available today require the human driver to be in control and fully engaged in the driving task at all times." Oh, look, we got some confused people turning into the driveway. So at least one guy has said that it was a prank, but several others have not said they're pranks. Another video posted on the day the Apple Vision Pro became publicly available showed a man appearing to get pulled over by the police while wearing the headset in a Tesla. Gizmodo reports that he said it was a skit he made with friends. Apple's user guide warns against using its headset while driving, while Tesla says drivers should always maintain control and responsibility for the vehicle. So there you go. One of the things I saw is I saw a guy that used the Vision Pro on a subway. And the thing is that the windows and stuff get pinned in 3D space. So if you're moving, when you pin a window, it gets left behind because you're driving, you're going 30 miles an hour. And so as soon as you pin something to the ground, you've left it behind. It's hundreds of feet away by the time you figure out where it went. But yeah, WX Boss pointing out new tech thrives on stupidity. Great bays of quantum fireballs. yep, lots of discussion and calm. Yeah, the Vision Pro gonna cause some. It'll be interesting to see if it causes any death and or destruction. Other things going on. Yandex is backing out of Russia. That's right, Yandex. The company that exists to be a clone of Google in Russia is backing out of Russia. If you didn't know, you can go to yandex.ru. That's Yankee Alpha November Delta Echo X-ray. It's got a Dutch parent company, and it sold the operation in Russia for 475 billion rubles. The sale to consortium investors means Yandex Russian business is now a fully Russian-owned entity. Okay, so that makes more sense. But anyway, if you go to Yandex, you can sign up for an account, and you get all the things that Google offers you, but a lot of it's in Russian. And as an added bonus, you know that they're not going to sell any of that information to the Americans. I don't know if it's true, but it's a thought that pops into my head. But yeah. Hey, Fog, welcome. All right. We got time to just go over the remaining headlines. I'm sorry, I was late. Iran has announced it's going to start working on a new nuclear power plant. They're starting the beginning groundwork for that. Literally, like the groundwork, like bulldozing the area and stuff. The viruses living in a human gut could help regulate stress, a study suggests. So more gut biome news if you want to read about that. A stolen memory card has led to a possible serial killer in Alaska. The trial of Brian Stephen Smith, who is accused of killing two Alaskan women, is set to start on Monday. He's a South African man. And horrific SD card footage made its way to the police. And that's how he got caught. Don't take videos or pictures of your crimes. It's probably a bad idea. FFOG pointing out Yandex image search is not that bad. It's true. Claudio M pointing out that eyeglass holes. That's a good turn of phrase. Gosh, we only have a few seconds. I'm glad to hang out. I'm sorry that I was so late today. I'll try and be on time tomorrow. But you can always go to mnw.sdf.org/ntm to get the bookmarks. See you later, Gators. Enjoy the dubious goals community.